But first, this morning, Arizona woke to the breaking news that a gunman opened fire on congressional Republicans practicing for a charity softball game. At least five people were wounded, including Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake was also there and released a statement saying he helped treat one aide shot in the leg and later helped apply pressure to Representative Scalise, who was shot in the hip. To update us on the latest developments there, we're joined now by Jessica Taylor. She's lead digital political reporter for NPR, who has been on the scene all morning. Jessica, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Lauren. Thank you.
So you've been there all day. Can you just describe the scene for us there? What's it been like there?
Well, so I live just a few blocks from here. So I woke up and saw this alert on my phone that this had happened and immediately realized it was very close to my house. So I grabbed my gear, ran down there and was trying to figure out what happened. And it was, you know, this is a neighborhood that I go and get coffee in all the time, go and get lunch. And they're practicing at this local field here, which I didn't even know that was where they practice, really. And I would gather that most residents here around here didn't even know that these were members of Congress practicing for this game tomorrow. And, you know, it's just utter chaos, really. Police have most of the areas here in this very residential neighborhood blocked off. And, you know, people that I have talked to, I talked with one woman this morning as soon as I got on the scene. She said, you know, she was just walking her dog. She immediately heard gunfire and heard the Capitol Police yelling at her to get down, get underneath a car. She was trying to crawl underneath a car with her dogs, who were obviously freaking out. And I talked with another man who is a photographer who has photographed the practices and the game for 30 years. You know, he's on the field. He's photographing this. He said he just happened to see this man with a rifle, and he immediately thought, you know, that's weird. He's maybe shooting birds or something. Doesn't even occur to him that this is happening, really, because it happens in such an instant. And then he hears this gunfire run out. They're pushed into the dugout. And everyone here that I've talked to credits, I think, the very fast thinking and fast reactions of the Capitol Police from keeping a bad situation from that it could have been much worse here.
Jessica, we've heard from Arizona Senator Jeff Flake and others this morning. Is there a feeling that there was simply shock on the field? Did they know how to react? Have we heard anything based on, were they just, again, sort of in shock?
I think that there is shock, but you did see a lot of people reacting very quickly. Like I said, the photographer that I just talked to, Marty, his name's Marty Lavore. He's been photographing this game for, like I said, decades now. He said, you know, if he was pushed into the dugout by people, other congressmen really sort of reacting very quickly. So I think, you know, when these situations happen, you know, your sort of fight or flight mentality sort of kicks in. And thankfully people were thinking very fast, grabbing cover. And then you had the Capitol Police that reacted and, and immediately sort of got the shooter down. And it really prevented this from becoming much worse.
Jessica, I wonder, obviously we don't know a ton about the shooter at this point and a lot about what was motivating him, but have theories started to pour out there? Are people starting, when did people sort of start to realize these were congressmen, this was a bigger story than a shooting we thought might be anything?
Well, I think that immediately, I mean, when you could tell that this was members of Congress, I mean, I think that the first question you ask is this some sort of particular motivation and things too. And, you know, I think it's very early, like you said, to sort of speculate on that too. But, you know, this is, I think the one thing I'd like to underscore is that this is a congressional baseball game. This goes on every single year. It is raises hundreds of thousands of dollars for charity. And this is really, you know, in a very partisan place here in Washington with some of the, you know, highest sort of rancor that we've ever seen. This is an instance where you have Democrats and Republicans that come together. You know, they battle each other on the field, but it is a very, you know, good spirited game. It brings staffers of both parties out. Everyone from Washington, whatever your political stripe, they go here to the National Stadium. They're playing this game, and it's a lot of fun for people. And, you know, people I've talked to too, they worry about, you know, that's going to overshadow sort of the good things that the game does do, you know, and we're hearing the game is going to still go on. And so, you know, I think that, you know, it's just a sad day in politics. It's a sad day for America, certainly. And, you know, for, like I said, you know, for those of us here in D.C. and for, you know, me personally, this is my community here where I live. It's a very sad day to see all of this going on in a place that I love as well.
The game's going to go on. All right. Jessica Taylor is the lead digital political reporter for NPR. Jessica, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.